Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
So, no matter what your hardship might be strong in faith. Don't allow yourself to be moved. Because as soon as you let go of God's sure promises, you are bound to get swept up into the madness of this world. You see, Jesus Christ is the only sure foundation in this fickle and ever-changing world. He is our steadfast anchor. Circumstances change. People change. Social norms and public perceptions change. But the Word of God remains true forever. In the book of Matthew, Jesus says, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away." That's why we can stand confidently in Him. That's why we can cling to Him when we feel like we're slipping away into the chaos of life. And He will rescue us. And He'll place our feet back on solid ground.
What's the worst storm you've ever been through? What's the most troubling set of circumstances you've ever encountered? Did you have faith through those times? Did you believe that God would come through? Did you believe that you would experience one of those biblical and suddenly moments? You see, the Word of God teaches us that faith is the key to everything for the believer in Christ. When Jesus and His disciples encountered a storm on the Sea of Galilee, a storm that rocked them to their core, a storm that shook them and threatened to drown them, when they faced such a storm, how did the disciples respond? How did they react? They became fearful, even though Jesus was right there in the storm with them. Imagine that. You have the Son of God on a boat with you, and a storm makes you fearful? The Son of God Himself, the Messiah, the one who was sent from above, is literally within touching distance. And nature is what makes the disciple fearful? Now, as ridiculous as that may sound, I wonder, how many of us have accepted Jesus Christ into our hearts, and then a storm comes along? And instead of trusting that greater is He who is in me than he was in the world, we have been fearful instead. Instead of saying, the one who I've accepted in my heart, the one whose name is above all other names, is bigger than this financial storm. Jesus is bigger than this health storm. Jesus is bigger than this storm at work. Instead of confessing that and boldly declaring that, how many times have we said, Jesus, where are you? Or like the disciples, how many times have we said, teacher, don't you care if we drown? The disciples were in the storm, but didn't have enough faith or enough trust that the very presence of God would keep them safe. That's why they were scared to drown. On the opposite scale, there is someone who demonstrated strong faith. Isaiah 38, verse 1 says, "In those days, Hezekiah became ill and was at the point of death." And then the Bible reads from verse 2 to 5, Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and prayed to the Lord. Remember, Lord, how I have walked before you faithfully and with wholehearted devotion, and have done what is good in your eyes. And Hezekiah wept bitterly. Then the word of the Lord came to Isaiah. Go and tell Hezekiah, this is what the Lord, the God of your father David, says, I have heard your prayer and seen your tears. I will add 15 years to your life. At a time when he was in his sickbed, when he was at the point of death, Hezekiah demonstrated great faith, bold faith. He wasn't seeking any new remedies, any medical experts. He turned to the Lord. He didn't give up and just die. Instead, he called the Lord in faith that his cries would be heard. And sure enough, God answered him and extended his life. So with those two examples, the disciples in a storm, Hezekiah in a hailstorm, how would you react? Or rather, how will you react the next time you are tempted by fear? Friends, let me tell you that Jesus Christ is the good shepherd who leads us through the valley of the shadow of death. So we need not fear no evil, because the good shepherd is with us. Jesus is with us.
1 John chapter 4, verse 18 says, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not been perfected in love." What does this verse mean? In a simplified sense, where there is fear, there is no love. And where there is love, real, pure love, there can be no fear. One commentary from a theologian named Albert Barnes says, "There is no fear in love. Love is not an affection which produces fear. In the love which we have for a parent, a child, a friend, there is no fear. If a man had perfect love to God, he would have no fear of anything. For what would he have to dread? He would have no fear of death, for he would have nothing to dread beyond the grave. It is guilt that makes people fear what is to come. But he whose sins are pardoned and whose heart is filled with the love of God has nothing to dread in this world or the world to come." God is love by his very nature, and so love cannot be associated with fear. This is why the Bible repeatedly encourages us not to be afraid. That's why the phrase "fear not" appears over and over again in Scripture. We do not have to fear because God's love offers protection. It offers protection over every threat from the enemy. We do not have to fear because God's love offers provision. He will provide for you. He will meet your emotional needs, your physical needs, and financial needs because he loves you. We do not have to fear illness or disease because God's love offers healing. For everything that threatens us, God's love is the answer. There is no problem or situation that should make us fearful when we understand this. So we've established that there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. Now, if we read 1 John chapter 4, verse 8, the Bible says, "Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love." The Amplified translation says, "The one who does not love has not become acquainted with God, does not and never did know him, for God is love. He is the originator of love, and it is an enduring attribute of his nature." So as long as you are in the Lord, fear cannot affect you. Fear cannot paralyze you or debilitate you, because when you are in the Lord, you are in perfect love.
Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is believing in the promises of God. Faith is believing what your natural eyes cannot see. Let me put it this way. Faith says, "I don't have to physically see the blood of Jesus, for me to believe that I'm protected. Faith says I don't have to physically see angels for me to believe the word of God that tells me that the angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him. Faith says I don't even have to see the Holy Spirit for me to believe that he has power and he is a comforter and a teacher. You see, faith is a requirement for every believer. It is the core of our Christian living. It's by faith that we come to accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. It is also by faith that we live our lives with joy and gladness, knowing that there is eternity to be spent with the Father above. And perhaps one of the most prominent verses in the Bible about faith is Hebrews 11, verse 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. My brother, my sister, are you standing in faith? Are you living by faith? Are you walking by faith? You see, faith is a life of action based on what you believe to be true. For example, the action of not worrying, that's a result of you having the faith that God is in control. The action of not trying to fix everything, that too is a result of you having the faith that God is in control. Jesus Christ said, "Let not your hearts be troubled." Well, why did he say this? Because he wants you to have faith that he will take care of all your needs. Another way to understand or define faith can be summed up in the following way. Faith is doing your part, which is trusting God to do his part. Your part is to believe. That's all you need to do. And then you leave God to do his part. Your part is to stand on God's word. His word that says nothing is impossible with God. So let me ask you, are you doing your part? Are you believing and standing on God's word? Are you walking by faith and not by sight? You see, strong faith comes from knowing and believing that Jesus Christ not only rose from the dead, but that he defeated the devil. He defeated death, hell, and the grave. Strong faith comes from meditating on God's word. Strong faith is cultivated when you not only read the word of God, but you internalize it. You ponder on it. You dwell on it. I would even go so far as saying, strong faith comes as a product of great trials. Now, that's not something we would readily invite, but it is good to know that if we find ourselves in the midst of great trials, then strong faith can be produced in the process. When you think about some of the heroes of the faith in the Bible and all the trials they went through, you'll see that all of them had one thing in common. They were unshakable in their faith. They were strong in faith. Daniel, he was thrown into the lion's den, but he held on to God. Paul and Silas were beaten, chained up, and imprisoned, but they still praised God. Moses stood in front of the Red Sea, not knowing what would happen, but he called out to God. These are all great examples of men who stood their ground and trusted in the Lord. Even when all the odds were against them, they stayed in faith. No matter what they faced, their faith was not shaken. Their faith was not broken. And that was because they knew that the God whom they served was bigger greater, more powerful than anything or anyone else they could ever come up against. We can learn a lot from the believers in the Bible and from how they dealt with adversity. Because even in the present day, we find ourselves in situations where our faith is put to the test. And then we must decide how we will respond. Now, your trial may not look like theirs. Your trial may not be a den of hungry lions or being chased by an Egyptian army into an enormous body of water. But it might seem just as hopeless. It may seem just as intimidating. But here's what the Bible says in 1 Peter 1, verses 6 and 7. In all this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief and all kinds of trials. These have come so that the proven genuineness of your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.